I don't know who did that, but that is good. We have sitting opposite me a true legend of the old biz right here. We got the lovely Ali sitting very contemplatively. Oh, the mics have been moving around. You see, Vicky knows she's got stuff to say. Oh, she's been told. Well, collectively, we got Cock Womble right here, right now. We got Leah on clapping. Is that true? Beautifully done. Is that clapping after they finished?
Yeah, I'm not doing it live.
Oh, you mean you're not doing it during the track?
I'm not doing it in a performance sense.
Oh.
I'm doing it in an appreciative
Oh, in that kind sense. Of, you know, crowd in the studio kind
yes.
of way. Okay, so
I'm the groupie.
You fill the room, hun.
Yeah.
Fill your boots and fill the room, that's what I say. And then we got Ali, who's on a beautiful guitar that looks like it was given to you on your 8th birthday, sir. Was it?
18, maybe. Actually, no, you say. I think I was probably 12 when I
it's
got
a lovely,
so actually, it's not that far away.
It's a gorgeous thing. And what is that guitar?
It's a teleacoustic. So it's like a Telecaster, but just it's like an acoustic one.
Okay. There you go. Got Fender written on it.
It has. It is Fender.
There you go. And what's going on over there, Vicky? What's that beast that you are straddling?
It's the baby beast, actually.
Is it?
Yes. It's a short scale bass.
Well, it's mighty fine. It's more than welcome to the studio.
I think that's the best Christmas present that anyone ever could have bought someone.
Yes,
I'd say.
It may well be.
I mean, if there's any information in this, is that just guesswork?
No, that was a Christmas present.
And it was the
Christmas,
birth of the band
Christmas
as well,
and
it?
Birthday yeah. present, actually.
I was hoping as much. It's a beautiful thing, that's what I was. It's got a Grinch written on it, or Gretsch, or Grit.
Gretsch.
Yeah. Just
that would be good.
I might change it.
I think we need Grinch written on it. So listen, you're so more than welcome. This is fantastic to have Cock Womble here. We have, as you know, been playing your stuff quite a lot. You know, this is a band that we have embraced and taken to our hearts, quite frankly. And here we are on the launch of your third EP.
Third EP.
What's going
Which,
on?
It's crazy. Funnily enough,
yes.
Fancy that.
What? Oh, is this...
There you go. I don't think you ever got a copy of
no,
the second one,
no,
so that's the second
I
one.
I never complain. I just wait. This is beautiful. So live on air, a handover of two EPs, which look mighty fine. I do love your artwork. Who sorts out all this artwork?
There's actually a funny story with the new artwork.
Yes.
The cover, obviously.
Yeah.
Is it's the Pope
with
Cock Womble written on him.
Yes.
And now I checked that this photo wasn't under copyright. Like, it's not, it's some weird Filipino kind of political archive of photos. And so it is free for use. But anyway, so one of the online distributors came back when we uploaded that as the artwork and said, no, you're violating terms 3, 4, 5, and 6.
In terms of the photograph itself?
Yeah, well, no, it doesn't sort of specify, so, but we're not allowed. So that's the cover for the CD, but it's not the cover online. That's the back cover.
How interesting. I like that. So the back cover.
It got banned.
Banned. You see, this is what we wanted. Back in the old Radio 1 days, you know, all we needed was Mike Reed to ban you. And,
yeah,
and you would be...
Skyrockets.
Yes, so we'd be banned, we just need to be sued. And
then... Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's not such a great thing. But the EP is a beautiful thing. It's called Conspiracy. It's a 4-tracker, of course. No, it's a 6-tracker. You lied.
It's 4. The last two are the radio versions.
Got it. Which is... I better make a note of that, because... I didn't last time.
No.
I got into all sorts of trouble. Oh, that was a mistake, I tell you. But I will not do that. Thank you for radio edits, because we, you know, when you guys are involved, we need them.
Yes.
You know. But you kind of say it like it is, don't you? And in these crazy times.
I was thinking about... So we came here, what, July?
Yeah.
And at the end of June, I was thinking, not all that much seems to have changed since we...
Nothing has changed for 3 years. There's only been 2 stories in town. One is from America, and it's one bloke's name. And one is, well, we all know the other one.
Yeah.
And we cannot shift it. We can't move the needle, can we? It's stuck in the groove.
I think that's too elegant a description.
I was trying to be, you know, it's my job to try and polish things
up. Yeah, it's got to the point, hasn't it? Well, what can you say?
It's just unbelievable. And it's kind of, I don't know, you were saying off air, you reckon it's going down Norway Plus now.
Well, Twitter's quite a depressing place these days. But earlier today on Twitter, it looked like they were kind of coalescing around some kind of Norway soft Brexit thing, which right. I, to be honest, I'd probably bite your hand off for right now. But we shall see. It changes every day, doesn't it? That's one of the problems.
I think the problem is I'd bite your hand off for any of them just to make it go away, just to stop talking about it. But can you imagine being in the House and being having to have the same argument for 3 years and never winning and never losing? It's just unbelievable.
Everyone's losing.
Yeah, well, everyone's a loser.
We're all losing, that is for sure.
Imagine
yeah.
being the news reporters every day.
And it's very early to very late as well, isn't it? I mean, they are exhausted. I mean, the Chief Whip put it beautifully, I thought, very eloquently today when he said, we're all knackered.
Yeah, it's not just you, mate. We're all knackered.
That was never parliamentary speak, you know, 3 years ago. Now it's just, you know, whatever.
Yes, weird times, isn't it? I don't know, it's hard to guess, isn't it, what's going to happen? It's really hard to guess.
It is hard to call, and that's an unusual place for most of us, because normally you go, yeah, you know,
you have a reasonable idea of what's... I'm sure the way it's going to end up is that, in the short term at least, is we have some long extension. I think that's probably the only non-crazy option left, I think.
It seems, you know, this thing of the will of the people, you know, will rise up. Exactly. Thank you for that, because thank you for editing already your language. But, you know, so therefore referendums again, I don't know, revoking Article 50, I don't know.
No, I don't think we're at that stage yet. I think the long game for people that want to remain is you get the long extension. 18 months from now, it's so long since 2016, it's hard to argue against something going back to the people. Or it could just all go wrong. We have a general election next week, or, you know, it's called next week, or it all goes wrong and we leave without a deal in 2 weeks.
But it wasn't very long ago when I would relish a general election to get the other... But
yeah,
I don't feel great about that either.
That's the question, isn't it? Whether anyone actually wants one enough for it to happen. In fact, it's quite funny because of the way the Fixed Term Parliament Act is. I think Theresa May needs to call a vote of no confidence in herself to have a general election, which she might not lose a vote of no confidence in herself. It's just so bizarre.
And it's strange days when a cabinet minister can encourage people to vote for something that he then votes against. You know, I mean, this is happening now, you know, bizarre. All of which, you see, brings us to Cockwomble. Which it does, because you've been right in there. I mean, from the first EP onwards, it's been political stuff. And even the name Cockwomble wasn't it a Twitter name for
it was an insult for Cameron.
For Cameron, yeah. Which is brilliant. So would you put yourself as a political band in that sense, or just sort of social commentary?
That first EP.
Yeah.
It wasn't totally sort of preconceived, was it? It's like we tried a few different things. And what sort of resonated the most, or what most people seemed to come back to us about, was the more sort of hard-edged social commentary stuff. So I feel like we've gone a little bit that way.
Yeah.
It feels like that's what people have...
Yeah, there was a lot of good response, wasn't there, to the
It was the people's
the first
vote.
Song.
It was the people's vote, beautifully said.
The people's vote.
Thanks, Leah. Thank you. I'll clap that. I will.
So on that first EP, there was almost like... Henchman was in that style, and then Rodeo One was a bit more sort of silly. And then the other one was more sort of 77 style, almost undertonesy.
Yes.
And although some of the people we know that were there at the time in the late 70s, they prefer that stuff. Like the majority of people have sort of said to us, yeah, they like the hard edge stuff. So the second EP was a bit more kind of harder edged. And then the third EP is, in fact, it's the first time where we've almost self-edited slightly. We felt like it had gone a bit too far.
Right.
We need to pull it back a little bit.
Ali, what's happening to you?
I know, absolutely.
Friend? What is going on? I like it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but particularly with the first song. And we felt like that could be misconstrued.
Ooh.
That could be misunderstood.
Yeah. Well, do you want to play us one?
Yeah,
shall
we play
what
song?
Are you going to play first?
It's that song. It's that song. It's Conspiracy.
So this is the soon-to-be, it's the title track of the third EP, Conspiracy EP, rocking on cover. If people buy the hard copy, if it exists for sale, will they get the cover that I got?
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
so it's banned online?
Online, you don't get that cover.
So there you go. Then more reasons to go and spend. What was that? Was that a text coming through? I love it. Take it away, my friends. Cockwomble.
brilliant.
Your latest conspiracy, Masons in the Bermuda Triangle, moon landings that weren't really viable. You're banging on about the Bilderberg Group and the Rothschilds, and that's what Hitler used to do. It was the news, it was the news. Oh, come on now, mate, you haven't got a clue. It was you, it was you. I think reality finally lost its grip on you.
Believe yeah. She missed her cue. No. She came all the way, obviously after work, to do that. And anyway, thank you for the clapping there. For in case you're wondering and you're listening and you're thinking, who was that clapping? That was Leah, which is and you know it's she makes it look so easy, but actually it's not that easy to clap yourself. Beautifully, Ali, that was great. Thank you, Vicky. Fantastic. A little bit of bass work there on your Gritch, your Grinch, your Grotch, whatever it is you're playing. Conspiracy, brand new EP, launched this coming 4th of April, which is what day?
Thursday. Well,
thank you for saying that.
Thursday.
On mic, off mic, either way, I don't care. where's the launch? What's he doing?
Hotel Pelleroca.
He's swinging it around like a crazy chick. Hotel Pelleroca. Let's hear it for the Hotel Pelleroca. Who's on the sound desk that night? Do we know?
No one, no. I don't think.
What do you mean, no one?
No one on the sound desk.
Why? What's going on?
It's a bit more DIY than that, I think, isn't it?
Okay. I mean, I'm still going to big it up. I mean, I don't care.
No, it's good. We're playing. There's a band called Who Killed Nancy Johnson.
Killed Nancy Johnson?
From Reading.
Anyone know who Nancy Johnson was?
No.
Text us 07909 547336. First answers, please. Who Nancy Johnson was? It doesn't have to be accurate. I'm just intrigued. Who Killed Nancy Johnson? Great name for a band.
And then the living legend himself, Charlie Harper from the UK Subs, is playing first.
What a scoop!
Yes, we know Charlie reasonably well. He's a legend. He's 74 and still going on tour and 74. Getting drunk and falling in the audience. Brilliant.
74. That really does date it. Yeah. UK stuff. Well, I guess it would be 70s band. So that's a great night.
It should be good. It's tiny in there as well. So
yes, it is.
A few people that come along.
Oh, it's a great event. If you've never been to Hotel Pelleroca, please. please, please, please go along. It is fab. It's a great night. Is it free on entry?
It is free entry, yeah.
And then just drink yourself silly. Is that what it is? And buy one of these. How much are you selling these for?
Oh, we just sell them for a few quid. £3.
£3. That's
yeah, you can pre-order them online if you go on the website. Or yes, we obviously have them with us.
Okay. At the will you have all three with you?
All three EPs?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we've got a couple left of the first EP, but they're gone now, I think.
Wow.
We've sold all of those.
Well, good on you, my friend. Selling like hot CDs.
Like hot.
That's what they're doing. Hot off the press. Uh-huh. And then you've got All of the Money, None of the Style EP. You got that for sale?
Yes, we've still got a few of those.
That is fab. It's ace. And then the new one, which is Conspiracy. Absolutely brilliant. Do you want to crack in with another track?
Well, since we're here, well, why not?
It seems absolutely
what did we say? Oh, yeah. We're going to do another song that's on the EP.
Yes.
The other two tracks have got too much shouting and swearing to do. So this one hasn't got any, so we'll do this one.
Okay,
This was because... That awful song that Bono wrote about Joey Ramone, it was so bad, it made me so angry, I thought we should do our own song called Joey Ramone.
Like it.
Anyway, so that's what this is. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That is Joey Ramone from the brand new EP, entitled Conspiracy. Of course it is. What should we expect on the 4th of April, which is this coming Thursday? Apologies, by the way, to the lovely, lovely listeners on Friday. You are worth so much more than you think. You are. But you're living in the future, so can you text us if you're living on listening on Friday and just let us know what's going on? Because by then, of course, anything could have changed. You know, here we are in this ignorance of Monday. You have the foreknowledge of the entire week. But I do have to apologise because you're going to miss the Hotel Pelorocco gig, which was last night. Let's not go good. Okay, this is getting confusing now, but you know what I'm saying. What should we expect apart from those three bands? What are you going to do? How long is the set?
Half an hour, maybe.
Half an hour? That's about 38 of your songs.
Yes,
isn't it?
That, well, it might. Yeah, maybe that's maybe that's not realistic. 25 minutes.
Of course, it's realistic. So you're going to do all 12 EP tracks.
Yes, all the songs from the EP. No, there's a couple. There's a couple that are a bit longer. So okay. They take up a bit more time.
Do you, as a band, get to do many gigs?
We're trying not to do too many gigs in Brighton. I think you can fall into that.
Got it.
Trap where you just play in your hometown.
Yeah.
Not like
yeah.
anything about Brighton in particular, but it's good to go and, I think, play gigs in other places. So we've got a few. You're going to have to help me out.
Oh, okay. Let's get a mic over there, shall we? Come on.
So there's a London one. We've our first London one's coming up, isn't it? That's in May.
Yeah, that's the 17th of May.
Okay, where where's that?
That is at the Gunners Pub.
It's at the Gunners.
Oh, wow. Up North London, mate.
But they've got a good stage and like a venue, I think, in there as well.
So. Cool.
And there's another good band from Brighton playing at that, isn't it? Scurvy are playing at that.
Oh, Scurvy are playing, yeah.
Now, how did you get that gig? What's going on?
Someone just offered to put us on. Well, they said, yeah, you need to play London, we can help.
So. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. It's a guy he put us on in Birmingham as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Adam. Yeah. That was good, that Birmingham gig.
Well,
it was all clear.
So hang on, what was the Birmingham gig?
That was, when was that?
It was like after Christmas.
That was Christmas time, yeah.
Christmas time.
Okay.
I'm from the Midlands, so like 90 of my family members came. It was like a hometown gig.
Only 90?
That's why the gig was so good.
Only 90?
Honestly, when they left, the room did get a lot quieter.
I mean, it's a bit of a poor show, really. You could have got the whole family there. What's going on? Only 90. It's ridiculous. That's a good... Are you from Birmingham itself or the Midlands?
I was born in Birmingham.
Yes.
Yeah, I grew up in Worcester, which is very near Birmingham.
I know where both are,
where
yes.
Where the sauce is from.
Yes, I know. you could say where the chocolate is from as well, if you're talking about Birmingham.
Yeah,
you know,
but Worcester
Capri,
is the saucy
you?
City.
Saucy city, isn't what? Where's Marmite from? Isn't that somewhere?
Is that England?
How dare you, sir? Of course
is it.
Of course it is, isn't it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm doubting my own doubt now.
Leah's from the West Midlands, but Vicky's from the East Midlands, so it's actually quite good to go. And
what are the
big up the Midlands?
What are the rival? The what are the rival football teams in that lot then?
Well, it's more that the West Midlands football teams are like rival with each other. It's like you don't think of Birmingham being rival with Leicester, do you?
No, it's not East and West.
Like Forest,
is it?
Yeah, it's more like Forest and Leicester and Derby on the one side,
right?
And then Aston Villa and West Brom and
text in from Anna, a listening in Hove, saying Burton on Trent. Well, there's no answer to that. I don't know.
Is that Marmite?
Oh, that's where the Marmite from.
Very
of course.
Good.
See, that was
good
an answer.
To know.
I should know that.
I like the fact that someone's listening.
Yes.
I like the fact that someone knows that.
Yeah, and it says due to the water, apparently. So the water's good in Burton.
Oh.
I don't know. What's wrong with the water?
That's not Marmite.
You got the water.
I don't think
the water
might...
is better up north, though, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
And like, the water down is horrible.
Yeah, horrible. Filthy. I never use it.
Yeah.
I wait till I go to Birmingham, then have a quick bath. That's what I do. Okay. Oh, yes. I mean, jump in the canal. Brilliant. Something like that.
You're not the only one that's got a present, actually. I've got a present.
What?
It's not a present.
Are you dishing out presents to other people?
Christmas
on
has
air?
Come early. It's actually... we've got...
Yes.
It's our first
look at this.
Product placement. It's our first is that the right word? Endorsement? Product placement.
It always looks,
anyway,
it always looks good on radio.
My mate runs a T-shirt company.
Oh.
Leah's got one.
What?
Hey!
Could you clap yourself, Leah? Because
yeah.
Thank you. That was your job.
Goat House. Goat House T-shirts. They're brilliant, actually. You should check them out.
That is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
How good is that?
That's beautiful. Love that.
Thank you.
Sue.
Thanks to Sue.
Didn't in the olden days, and I know you're going to correct me for whatever I'm going to say, but in the very old days, didn't Kaz used to do illustrations in a similar style
Similar
it's a
style.
Bit like some
yeah.
of
yes.
some of their artwork.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that. Very good. Goat House.
It is a bit in that style.
I need to take a photo because she's holding it up for so long that I realize why she's doing that because she's just waiting for me to do something.
I also just googled it. Marmite is from Burton on Trent.
You were doubting our listener.
It just didn't sound right.
Okay, well, I need to see your face. There you go. Beautiful. Good job we're not live on air because this makes this makes for great radio. Would you mind digging deep and finding another track in the sort of arsenal that is Cockwomble?
So
yes. Hello, it's a story.
Yeah,
I like a story.
It's a short story. Oh. Basically, the third EP has taken so long because it's got caught up in the process of making our album.
Oh.
So the next two songs are songs from the album, which aren't actually finished yet.
Oh.
But the songs are finished, but the recordings aren't quite finished yet.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like Shere Khan now in Jungle Book. How interesting.
Just like Shere
Khan. So what are you going to play?
This one's called Britain AFC.
Britain AFC.
It's inspired by the fact that the UK is a bit like an ageing John Terry. All of a sudden, but also as many years as a long-suffering Sunderland fan. It's a sort of combination of those two things, and emphasis on suffering.
I'm feeling the pain, baby. Feeling the pain. Let me swing my mic in a professional, made of ale kind of way.
I thought, without the squeaking, that was actually pretty, pretty good. Right. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You're used to reading the table from the bottom up. Used to getting knocked out in the first round of the cup. We last won the league back in the 19th century. You know deep down that things just aren't the way they used to be. You're 2-0 down in the second half. You've had a man set off, and you know you've lost your past, your best, your past, your prime. Your legs have gone and you're out of time. Whoa, your past, your prime. You know the moaning and the groaning when your bloody team scores the most spectacular own goal you've ever seen. The keepers in the diving completely the wrong way, hanging on to all the past glories of yesterday. You're 2-0 down in the second half. You've had a man sent off, and you know you've lost your past, your best, your past, your prime. Your legs have gone and you're out of time. Whoa, your past, your prime.
So slick.
When you use computers, you should always use the right mouse for the right computer. This is a basic lesson. If anyone's listening, that is what you're supposed to do. So don't try using the wrong mouse for the wrong computer. It's never going to work. Are we on?
Where are we on? Are we on? On what?
That was going to be so slick. You had no idea the planning that went behind that. We had a whole team meeting. I mean, look at the producers of the glass. Like, heads. The heads are in their hands, or the hands are over their heads, or something. That was absolutely fab. Oh, there's more fun facts about Burton, apparently. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. There's just a text. It's a tantalising text that just says, other fun facts about Burton, ... Who knows what's coming? That was a cracking track, by the way. What was that called again?
Britain AFC.
It's brilliant. I love it. I love, love, love it. This is very good.
So yeah, the week we recorded that song. That one's pretty much finished. And then the great Rob Johnson came in the studio like the week afterwards. He's from Liptonhove. I don't know if you know Rob. He's brilliant, sort of political folk singer. I shall get him to forward you something because he's fab. And Rob came in doing his latest acoustic album and like broke straight into his new song 2-0 down in the second half. And I was like, oh dear, Rob, have we done this one before? He was like, no, it's new. I was like, that's fine then. You don't mind that I have written exactly the same song as you?
How bizarre.
No, he thought it was fine. And he was like, well, there's a limit to footballing metaphors, aren't there? There's only so many.
I guess
can,
so.
There's
yeah.
only so many
that, is
that
true.
You can crack
up. I got a mate who just set up a band called just called Ref. And it's just full of sort of the similar kind of football cliche songs, which is very, very good. He just was bored for a moment and set up a new band.
We thought we needed one football song. Yeah.
Apparently, the Pirelli Football Stadium is home to the England team for training, and that's in Burton. Who knew? You see, following along the football reference, you see.
So Burton on Trent, yes. The Trent. So that is that in the East Midlands? Then is that your way? Burton? It's on the Trent. It must
we're
be.
Starting
I don't
now.
Know where Burton is.
It's only it's just north of Birmingham, basically, isn't it?
But to you, it's all north. So it won't
it's all everything north. Everything north. Of Gatwick is north to me.
That is true. Gatwick's a bit north, isn't it?
So yeah, album's coming. That's coming. Hopefully. Oh, so I suppose we're the big news.
Big
the good,
news.
The good news.
No big
is we're playing at the big punk festival in August in Blackpool Rebellion Festival. We're playing on the introducing stage, which is really good news for us.
Very good.
And we're hoping to have if the album isn't released, we're hoping to have like copies of the album, like a pre-release at least.
Great.
For then.
And when's that?
That's the 1st, 2nd, 3rd and 4th of August. We don't know which day we're playing yet.
Don't know yet.
I like the way whenever I ask a proper question, Ali just
looks at Vicky.
Looks over to Vicky.
But there's another football connection to that as well.
Go on.
Because Johnny Wawa, who books the stage we're going to be playing,
yes,
is a Wimbledon fan. And obviously their nickname's the Wombles. And because we're called Corkwomble.
Just brilliant.
There you go.
Yeah, he was
I think
like,
it tipped it over the edge.
You're in.
Apparently, of course, Burton's in the Midlands. So there you go. Everyone's raising eyes. Right. Got in huge emojis doing that.
But is it like Stoke, where it's like there's an argument about whether it's the Midlands or
I
the North?
No, I don't know.
No, it's not like that.
Clear,
all right, okay, no, sorry. I don't know it. But my mate from Stoke, I was like, Adam, he was in Cave Painting. Do you remember them?
No.
Yeah, they were great. And another band, whose name escapes me, before that, who were excellent. And so I said to Adam, he's from Stoke, I was like, Adam, mate, are Stoke in the North or the Midlands? He was like, oh, Midlands, mate, Midlands, but the North Midlands.
So proper Midlands.
Proper Midlands.
I like all that, you see. I like that. I have no identity at all. I'm from nowhere. I just ramble around.
Where are you from?
Exactly, nowhere. This is the point. You know, I will tell you all about it some other time.
You live in the studio, is that right?
You're actually born created.
I live under the glow of the red light. No, not really. So there you go. Would you do that beautiful thing? By the way, what's the album going to be called?
It's going to be called Corkwomble.
Is it?
It's going to be our... What's the phrase? Eponymous debut album.
Like Ten Hooks' sixth album, which isn't called Ten Hooks.
Just like that.
So, when can we... Is it going to be released around that kind of date? The first, fourth, fifth, sixth and something other?
We're not totally sure how we're going to release it, whether we're going to try and get a label involved or just release it ourselves. So, like I say, we're hoping for people at Rebellion to have like a pre CD at least that they can buy. But it's possible it won't be out until a little bit after that.
Where do if you had your kind of, you know, wish list, and you guys all come in on the Pete Jones Show 13th anniversary.
It is happy anniversary.
Which is crazy. If you were to come in this time next year, where would you like Corkwomble to be and for you to have achieved, if you know what I'm saying?
We've got some quite good support slots this year. We're playing with Subhumans, aren't we? Is that right?
Oh, yeah, we're playing Lewis with Subhumans.
We're playing with the UK Subs in December.
Whereabouts in Lewis?
At the Con Club.
Great.
2nd of June.
2nd of June.
I love that venue. It's the most intimate place.
Yeah, it's really
ever.
Unlikely,
it's
isn't
great,
it?
It's great, isn't it?
It really is.
I thought it was this sort of... Is it the Conservative Club? But apparently it's not. Apparently it's not. I hear it's not.
Okay.
They even put something on the website saying, we are not the Conservative
Club. I wasn't sure either.
No, it was a thing, wasn't it? Yeah. But no, apparently not. So there's that. Yeah, we're playing with the UK Subs in Birmingham in December. We were playing with Imperial Wax, who were the Fall until Marky Smith died, but that's been rescheduled. So hopefully that's happening. My point being that hopefully we're going to get to do some more stuff like that. And hopefully doing the big punk festival is going to mean we can maybe get on some more festivals next year.
Do you put Corkwomble squarely in the punk basket? Or
I normally say punk and post-punk.
Okay.
Actually, in fact, the album, we're playing the sort of almost like the more kind of slightly more traditional punk style songs today because they were easier to play on acoustic. But actually, the album, when you look at the track listing, a lot of it's quite post-punk.
It's kind of new wave.
Yeah, post-punk, yeah. New wave.
We need the drummer, don't we?
Yeah.
And not just clapper.
The clapping's not enough.
the clapper-thon.
And there's a couple that are quite sort of... It's interesting the influences that people pick up on. Like, people pick up on, obviously, people pick up on the punk influences and the things like that, and like the Undertones and stuff like that, as well as the kind of normal punk. But also, there's like, for me, it's like the Pixies and the... and like the Beastie Boys and Supergrass and things like that.
Coming back round.
It is.
Apparently,
absolutely.
In fashion. But as well.
Talking about comedy, you know. So McCluskey, where we know I've ripped things off McCluskey, like for this band, and they're doing a comeback gig. I couldn't believe it. So people have picked up on McCluskey, but there was one's pretty shameless. So
it's all there, isn't it? It's all it in is. A melting pot of life. Yeah. Would you like to play the song and tell me what it's called again?
This one's called Better Than You.
Better Than You. Folks, you are listening to the phenomenal talent that is Cockwomble. We got Vicky, we got Leah here, we've got Ali. I can't wait for some of the clapping at the end of this one, to be honest, because it's been sublime. This is the 12th anniversary of the Pete Jones Show.
Happy anniversary!
Obviously. Thank you so much for your comments. Take it away, Cockwomble.
Ready?
People on the right complain, we say that we have got bigger brains. You say because I can read, I am somehow part of an elite. No, it's just we're better than you, better than you. We are all just better than you, better than you.
So with that one,
yes,
you know, there's this thing online. Not just sit on Twitter all day, but
I've never been online.
Never. If that was true, I would envy you.
I would envy myself.
There's this thing, isn't there, about how if you're sort of progressive or left leaning or whatever, you're a snowflake, and that, you know, it's you're a snob and part of the elite, and you know that you think that we're better than people that are right leaning. And sometimes I feel like this band is the best vehicle for me just saying what I actually think, even if I don't. And so that song's about, you know, it's a joke, obviously, but it's like, it's not that we think we're better than you, it's that we are better than you.
Well, there you go. And it was exactly what I was thinking when I was there was an interview just as that petition was kicking off about the revoke Article 50, and there's an interview on Channel 4 News, I don't know if you saw it, with one guy going, yeah, but it's all Londoners signing that thing, and as for the march, it's just Londoners marching 30 minutes, whereas, you know, and it's like, yeah, but you're not really helping yourself. That's just not an argument. There's, you know, really, you know.
I think there's been this really sort of worrying correlation between, like, there's people that sort of claim to speak for, like, the Leave voter, the average Leave voter, and they're trying to make out that all people voted to leave the European Union for, like, a particular reason. And I just don't think that's the case. I think there's loads of legitimate reasons you might vote Leave.
Yeah.
But there's some really unsavoury people trying to sort of take advantage of that. You know, like, seeing someone like Tommy Watsit in Parliament Square, he does not speak for, like, you know, I've got family members that voted Leave, and he does not speak for them.
I've got parents that voted
Leave. No, absolutely, yeah. No, so do I. I've got, you know, both, you know, parents that voted, didn't vote at all. But, I think, and that's, so it's a joke, but it's funny, but it's kind of not as well.
Yes, not in my name.
Well, that's what I felt, it all seemed, some of the new songs, it was a bit like, oh, it's like, it's funny, but it's getting to the point where it's like, wow, it's not actually that funny. It's easier to write the songs to make them funny.
Yeah.
But when the situation's not that funny, that's actually a harder sort of line to straddle.
Well, we are in that environment and that age now where you know, truth is just being bamboozled, isn't it? Everything's a conspiracy, basically, and nothing's true. All alternative facts, of course.
Yeah, and that was like the thing with that song as well, like with conspiracy, like, it's not that I think that there aren't, like, there's loads of corruption in the world. There's loads of corruption, there's loads of misuse of power, misuse of money. So it's not that I don't think there's people that are wielding an undue amount of influence and that. It's just, I think what happens is for some reason certain type of person gets drawn into, you know, the kind of, there's chemtrails, you know, being put out by planes, and it's like, that doesn't help, because that distracts you from, like, the actual misuse of
totally
power,
totally,
which, you know, would have once been considered a conspiracy. But anyway, that's what that song's about.
A lovely text in from Phil saying, what a band, love the bass playing. You see,
thanks Phil.
I'm glad the mic was working on that one. So there you go. Now listen, folks, we're bang out of time. That's almost it. What would be your sort of swan song? Would you ever do a cover? Do you guys,
we've been really struggling to come up with a good cover to do. So if you ever, I thought we could do something really schmaltzy, like a Take That song, or
like, in other words, cock womble-ize,
but do it in a totally kind of there was an Elvis song as well, like a really schmaltzy ballad, I can't remember what it was called, or something, that song from Greece, Hopelessly Devoted to You, a mate of mine did a kind of sad piano cover, and I was like, oh, we could pinch that, we could do kind of punk version of it.
You could do, you know, the guy we had, I think it was Charlie Moss came in, and he did a great, I was going to say Skater Boy, because there's a Skater Boy going past, but it wasn't Skater Boy, it was the other one. It was a Teenage Dirtbag Baby, that's it. He did a lovely cover of that, and it always works, actually, when you take a track like that, you just twist it a little bit.
Well, they did that superb cover, didn't they? Well, the original's what? Erasure? That's what we were talking about this yesterday, weren't we? And that's a great cover, isn't it? Because it's really unlikely, and it works really well. But I think doing a pop song cover has been a bit done, hasn't it? Quite a lot of people have done it.
I guess.
But really well written.
But we never tire of it, quite frankly. Never tire of it. Folks, thank you so, so very much for coming in. Best of luck this week, by the way. It's going to be great. Hotel Palo Rocco, that's going to be a great night. I love that place. So there's no one behind the mixing desk. I hope there's someone behind the bar.
Don't worry.
Mixing with
There'll
the mixers.
Be a bar.
That's what worries me, my friend. Have a cracking night.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. There's the clap on.
Happy anniversary.
Who knew? Thank you so, so much. And take loads of care. I can't wait for the album to come out either. Guys, lots of love.